You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extra, Chicago White Sox edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, joined once again by Scott Merkin, live from Glendale, Arizona, where the White Sox continue to work towards their what they hope is a big season in 2015. And Merk, I guess the biggest news from this past week, the Adam Eaton extension, 5 years, $23.5 million, couple club options tacked on. And Eaton, it was kind of fun watching his reaction all winter on Twitter as all the acquisitions piled up and his excitement building just like that of the fans. And now Eaton is locked in for the long haul. What do you think of this extension from a cost certainty standpoint for the White Sox?
Well, it's funny. I'd written a story about a week before, just more in generalities about how Eaton and Garcia would be guys who could be candidates for that because the Sox have shown great foresight, as other teams have, but the Sox have been really good at it in recent years, I guess I should say, in locking down guys in that sort of way. And lo and behold, there's Eaton's contract. I think it's a great move, because obviously these guys, as Eaton said in the story I did, you got to know your self-worth, but you got to know what's out there too. And obviously these guys are not going to take what's offered them if they feel like it's not right. They can certainly play it out and go through arbitration and go into the first year of free agency or whatever it is. And, just like Chris Sale has said over and over again, when, we come to him and say, each offseason we come to him and say, hey, Kershaw got 200 or Scherzer got 200 million. And how do you feel? And he's like, hey, I knew what I was taking. This is, this is done great by my family. I'm happy with it. Eaton's happy. It gives the Sox some cost certainty, some ways they can reinvest in the club where they know they have a leadoff hitter to center fielder locked down. Good clubhouse guy. So it's a good move. It's a really good move overall, and just, continually to strengthen that young core.
Yeah, they've got some very cost-effective salaries on that roster. And as we said, I guess the only one that makes me nervous is from the winners, from the David Robertson, just from a length standpoint for a reliever. But overall, I like their roster construction a lot.
Sale, Quintana, and Abreu, you could probably stack those up as three of the best contracts in baseball. As Hawk Harrelson told me in our sit-down not too long ago, that may be the cheapest $68 million ever spent on a player because of what he means to that team, not just as a performer, but kind of as a leader, too, in the clubhouse.
Yeah. You mentioned Sale and his cost effectiveness, but right now we're just thinking about his effectiveness overall as he comes back from that avulsion fracture in the foot. What's the latest update on Sale? Obviously, Jeff Samardzija is the opening day guy, and Quintana is number two. They hope Sale is not far thereafter. What's the latest on him?
Well, I will say one caveat on that. It looks that way. Samardzija is lined up. Robin hasn't officially announced it yet, so until the manager comes forward and says, which may happen very soon, Jeff Samardzija is the opening day guy, we'll go with that's what it looks like. But, yeah, it's all signs, and Jose Quintana said, that for now he's been told he's number two. So all signs point to Samardzija, Quintana, one and two. As for Sale, it's a very positive move forward. Now, as Anthony, these kind of injuries, I think it's going to be sailing along, and then also you have a little bit of a minor setback, and it adds another 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks on. But, Kenny Williams said on MLB Network not too long ago that April 12th is possible, and the more you hear about what Sale's doing, the more you think that might be the case. He's going to throw a simulated game Friday, 5 innings, 75 pitches, and, I think there's an outside shot he gets into a Cactus League game before he leaves here. And Robin, told us that not so much how many games he gets into as much as the pitch count, to build up the arm strength. And the biggest thing for him is he can run on it on the foot that he hurt, in the Arizona home accident. He can pitch. It's just a lateral movement. It's fielding, making the cuts on the field and that kind of thing. And, they're going to do everything they can to make sure he's 100% when he's ready, because you just don't want this injury, if it's not quite healed, to force him, to cause something else. So I say signs are pointing way up, and as we discussed in the podcast, I've written about many times since the injury, they don't need five starters, not necessarily a fifth starter, but five starters until April 2nd because of three off days early on, and then they won't need them again until April 21st. So there's some time built in there where you could even just take an eighth reliever and go with four starters and just, maybe on that one day if Sale's not ready, maybe he's ready April 21st. So on April 12th, you go by committee for that day. You do three, and then go from there, whatever you need. But there are some options. It does not look like, barring a setback, Sale's going to be out too much longer.
Excuse me. I see Sale watched every episode of Breaking Bad on his time off.
He did.
And has also working on some 90s jokes. Is that right?
Looking at that, well, you know, the first Sale's a great guy to deal with. One of the better guys you can deal with, you know, media wise too. Even though I don't think he's a huge fan of doing it all the time. But when he's injured, he has that kind of team first approach where he doesn't like talking about himself when he's not out there playing. So he's kind of updated us, you know, every Saturday since the injury. And first Saturday he had a joke, and the second one he didn't. So I think he kind of felt like he let us down. So he's been looking up not knock-knock jokes while he's being treated to keep that humor going in the sessions.
You mentioned the fifth starter situation being, you know, it's not a pressing one for them because of the schedule. But has Brad Penny pitched his way into some sort of temporary role there, especially with Sale out? Or what are your thoughts on Penny at this point?
Well, I think Penny's an interesting situation. One of them is because he's not on the 40-man, and the 40-man is full right now, so that makes a difference.
Right.
And the other one is that, you know, how would he suit as a reliever? Because, you know, they could bring him along as kind of a long reliever and then put him in that spot starter role. Or the fact that, you know, he's getting a lot of starts and done pretty well for the White Sox, is it also, you know, does it benefit them and benefit him at the same time, where maybe another team will see him and say, hey, you know what, maybe the Sox don't have a fit for him, but we'd like to, you know, if he gets sent down, then maybe someone else take a chance on him. So I think he's certainly done enough to put himself in the picture, and he's getting regular starts and getting stretched out where it looks like, you know, he could be that eighth guy, that eighth reliever slash, you know, four and a half starter or whatever it is. But, yeah, I think he's in the picture. I think Scott Carroll's there, although he hasn't started a lot of games. But he's worked long relief, so he could do that. I think Eric Johnson, who's on the 40-man and started some last year, could be a short-term guy for that. And, you know, I think even Michael Clado, who's out of options, could be a guy that they could keep. But I think Penny's in the picture, although Robin did say the other day that, you know, starting probably suits him the best. So we'll see how everything plays out when they come down to the final roster decisions.
All right, Merck, I got one for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doorbell salesman.
What was that again?
Doorbell salesman.
Doorbell salesman who?
No, that's it. That's the whole joke, Merck. Come on.
I get it.
Doorbell salesman. That's why he's knocking on the... Oh, never mind. You can give that one to
like,
Chris Sale.
I'm sorry, I like sales better, but why are there no knock-knock jokes about America? Because freedom rings. See, that makes sense to me right away. I get up early here in Arizona, Anthony. It's not until like 1 o'clock that I'm even close to being sharp.
All right. Well, we'll try that one in the afternoon sometime on Mr. Sale. I want to thank Scott Merkin for joining us as always, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extra, Chicago White Sox edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.